Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello.
Avec Véronica.
Throughout the old, bring in the new. Not that I totally agree with that. I wore a 46-year-old jacket the other day and drew a host of compliments about it. But fashion trends do change and have to do so, otherwise there would be no fashion business. This week's special fashion alert is that men should wear pink. Why, you may ask? Well, if you live in a sunny climate and if it suits your skin tone, I would say dark-haired men would suit pink better than blondes or ginger-haired chaps. But that's just a recommendation, not an edict. Unlike the Middle Ages, when society did just that. The lawmakers introduced what were known as sumptuary laws, which controlled what people could wear, eat, or even own, depending on their rank in society, to keep those class divisions clear and prevent anyone from appearing wealthier than they truly were. So no colourful silks and velvets for the lower born. By the late 14th century, the laws even restricted how pointed and long shoes could be, depending on who you were. Nobles could flaunt extravagant lengths, while common folk had to keep them short and stubby. So different from now, where anything goes. So much so that the American Transportation Secretary addressed the 30 million Americans who would be boarding flights last week to go home to spend Thanksgiving with their families to please not wear PJs and slippers to the airport, and that a close examination of one's bare toes in a public place is not an activity to be encouraged. You only have to watch that Leo DiCaprio film Come Fly With Me to be reminded of how smart travelling once used to be. But it was an elitist activity, and now most people can afford to fly. It's just that sometimes they seem to forget to dress. My DNA tells me to put on a jacket wherever I'm going. I know, it sounds uptight, doesn't it? However, I was very heartened to read that the latest trend for women is to wear a cool jacket with a transparent long skirt, combining formal structure tailoring with the frivolous and suggestive. Now, when should Christmas officially begin? It's a debate that's going about. France has a much more relaxed and muted attitude, though the American love of festooning every home with lights is beginning to creep in. Whereas in the UK, like the States where commerce is everything, Christmas began this year at the end of October. Fairy-lit fake trees everywhere, making the whole event last 2 months rather than the traditional 12 days. My Christmas when I was young started on Christmas Eve. A locked door and just the sound of tinkling bells behind the door as my parents dressed the tree, unbeknownst to me at the time, and then the glorious sight and smell of it when the door opened. Chez nous this week in the Gers, it's telethons and vide-greniers. Telethons raising money or grenier picking up a bargain to make someone happy. So, on Saturday, vide ta chambre at Pauillac and vide-grenier at Vic-Fezensac. Then on Sunday, it's a plethora of viding. Florence, Lectour, Masseube, Riscle, Cologne, Montaigu, and there's an open day at Château Arton, which should keep us busy. Finally, we learn that growers of Riesling wine are playing Bach to their grapes to improve the taste. Woody Allen turned 90, and we bid a sad farewell to the great Tom Stoppard, a dazzling proponent of the English language, better than most Brits, in fact, but anything but an Englishman at his core. Perhaps it was his Czech genes which contributed to his witty and inventive use of language. As a people, Czechs do love the spoken word. And unlike a lot of public figures, his star managed to remain untarnished throughout his long time of being clever and funny. Tomáš byl unikátní talent, a.k.a. one in a million.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
See you next time.
www.dfm930.com